Hey everybody, this is Mike Murphy, news director for GamerNode.com, and I am with the former WWE champion, Sheamus, who is here to promote WWE 12. Sheamus, how are you doing today?
Oh, fantastic, fella. I'm very excited. WWE 12, the launch of a brand new massive game from THQ, and as I saw earlier on, I'm featured in one of the career modes, career storyline modes, Road to WrestleMania, so couldn't be happier.
Yeah, speaking of Road to WrestleMania mode, I mean, you're one of only two people with Triple H, which anytime you're with Triple H, as you well know by yourself, that's a pretty big deal. And Road to WrestleMania has been a big feature of the WWE game series for a couple years. So how does it feel to be on Road to WrestleMania? And when you first found out, what was your reaction?
It was incredible. I didn't find out too long ago. I knew Randy Orton was on the cover. I saw the trailer for it, so I was very excited about it. But I haven't found out too long ago. It was a couple of weeks ago, and it felt like I couldn't be more excited. This is literally my third THQ game. Third WWE game, what I'm saying, and it's just, you know, amazing. I still can't get used to the fact that I'm in a video game. Everything is spot on as well in this one. I mean, like trunks, everything, gear, lick on the whole deal. Has the cool gold, black, and green tights too. And so yeah, man, everything is spot on, and as I said, I'm very excited about it.
Yeah, you said this is your third WWE SmackDown game,
including All Stars. WWE All Stars.
Yes, yeah. WWE SmackDown vs. Raw. 2011 All-Stars
yeah.
in this.
Yeah.
When you first went in to do, like, you said you did motion capture earlier for, like, for FCW of these games or whatever, and you also did voice work. When you first walked in to do voice work and you knew you were going to be in a video game, there was going to be a digitized version of you on the screen that people were going to be playing, how did you feel from that? Having just come up from FCW just a couple years prior and, you know, coming all the way from Ireland.
You know, it was I hadn't really seen much. I just went in the studio. I knew that going in there, I wanted to put on make sure the voice and everything was spot on, because I didn't want anything to seem different than what you would see on television. So I wanted to make sure that was solid, and that was very important to me too, because everything else about this game is like it's so classic and so spot on to what we see on TV. I mean, the graphics are off the charts, the sound, from the way the cameras roll into the arenas, the way it starts, the SmackDown starts, it's the same thing. So I wanted to make sure that the character, the voice, the verbiage I used for my character in the storylines was perfect the way I say stuff too. That's why I was saying I use my own brogue and my own say and stuff when I was talking. And the producers were very happy with me to do that. So that worked out really well. And as I said, watching that back on screen today is just a testament to how much work has gone into it and how great it is.
Mm-hmm. Now, you guys are on the road a lot. It's really, really grueling. You guys have very limited downtime. Do you happen to have any time to play games while you're resting up or on the road? And is there any in particular you like to play?
I do. I have a bit of time. Sometimes I had have a PSP that I bring on the road. And some of the guys, like Mark, we were bringing his Xbox with him and stuff like that, or PlayStation 3. I have a PlayStation 3 at home. I try to play as much as I can, but we get home sometimes. All we want to do is either sleep, do laundry, or you know, catch up paying bills, or just, you know, get out of the house and stuff. But I definitely have a lot. I've been fond of games ever since I was a kid, with a Commodore 64, Amiga 600, Mega Drives, PlayStation 1, 2, and as I said, I definitely make sure I play these games, because it's a lot of fun playing as yourself or playing with guys you see on a daily basis. And I think it's like the great thing about it is I'm at the show all the time, and everything about the visuals of this game and the movement, the moves and everything, there's so much work has gone into making sure that everything is 100% spot on.
There's a lot of legends and former superstars in WWE 12. Among them is Austin, Rock's a pre-order bonus. There's also Lesnar just got introduced. There's Eddie Guerrero, both the Road Warriors, Vader, Kevin Nash. I'm going to go out and ask a typical fan question right now. Out of all those legends that are going to be in the game that I just named, is there any of them specifically you would most love to have a match with?
Brock Lesnar, actually. Brock would be great. Big ginger-haired fella like myself. And he was another big brawler, big brute. Like, he had an amateur background and stuff, but he was always ragdolling people around like myself. So me and Brock would be a fun match to have.
Yeah. Well, Sheamus, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you
and can't
much.
Wait to see you in WWE 12 and Road to WrestleMania.
I appreciate it. Thank you. Yeah.